Y una vez más, es un placer estar con ustedes esta noche jueves. Esta es la noche bilingüe de evangelismo. This is Thursday night where we usually do our bilingual evangelism devotion call. Y ya sabemos, no tenemos que anunciar muchísimo de todo lo que está pasando ahorita referente a la gente que está enferma. With that said, we really don't need to do a lot about announcing the folks that have been sick, those that have been dealing with infirmity. It has been ongoing. To be very honest with you, I myself missed church last night because I got hit with something, some kind of a flu bug this week. Yo también, inclusivamente, su servidor Víctor Terrazas, no pude estar en la iglesia anoche porque estaba sufriendo con ciertas, un tipo de, no creo que es el virus, pero con influenza o un tipo de gripa que me pegó esta semana y no pude estar en servicio anoche. So please forgive me, I'm a little bit in slow motion. Tonight I'm not in full strength, but we're going to do our best. Por esa razón no estoy ahorita con toda mi fuerza completa esta noche, pero vamos a hacer la lucha de seguir adelante esta noche. Y les voy a pedir su ayuda esta noche. And I'm going to ask for your help tonight. We want people to go ahead and text in any positive thing that has happened here in the last period of time. If you have a testimony, a praise report, we're riddled with so many negative things. I'm going to ask everybody just go ahead and text in any good thing, any positive thing that has happened this week or previously. Please feel free to text it in. I want to read it out loud. Lo que les voy a pedir esta noche es que si alguien tiene un testimonio, un reporte bueno, un reporte positivo que les han pasado a ustedes, su familia, esta semana o en el último periodo de tiempo, por favor, mándenme ese texto. Yo lo quiero leer a todos en voz alta. We've been going through so many rough things recently. We want to go ahead and take advantage and proclaim some positive things, some good reports here. Tantas cosas negativas que han pasado recientemente que yo quiero promover cualquier cosa buena, cualquier cosa positiva que ha ocurrido en nuestra iglesia recientemente. Queremos oír algo bueno esta noche. So, una vez más le voy a pedir, por favor, mándenme un texto diciéndome algo bueno que les han pasado. So once again, I'm going to stress, if anyone has any good thing or a faith, something that you want to proclaim by faith, go ahead and put it on a text message tonight. We want to read it out loud and we want to proclaim it in faith. Si alguien tiene, si no tiene un testimonio, posiblemente tenga una declaración de fe que usted quiere declarar. Si usted quiere declarar que usted tiene fe que el Señor va a salvar a su ser querido, o que usted cree que el Señor va a sanar a alguien, o que usted cree que el Señor le va a dar un regalo, proclámelo en fe y lo vamos a leer en voz alta. And what I just said in Spanish was this: if you don't have a testimony to share, or you're not sure what type of a declaration of faith that you want to make, perhaps you want to speak out in faith and say that the Lord is going to save your loved one, the Lord is going to save a family member or a friend of yours, or that you have faith that the Lord is going to provide a healing for you or for someone in your family, or just anything in faith that you have, that perhaps you have faith that the Lord is going to give you a gift of the Spirit. Hey, we've talked about the gift of faith. Why don't we start practicing the gift of faith before it comes? Think about what I just said. What about if we start practicing the gift of faith before it comes? That is practicing faith precisely. Pero posiblemente podemos pedirle al Señor por ese regalo de la fe, ese regalo de fe, antes que venga ese regalo. ¿Qué pasará si empezamos a pedir por ese regalo de fe antes que viene? Eso es precisamente poniendo en ejercicio ese regalo de fe. What a thought, what a notion that just came to mind just now. What about if we begin to practice that faith before it comes? It's just like the miracles that the Lord has promised us. Son como los milagros que el Señor ya nos prometió. El regalo de la profecía, the gift of prophecy. Before it comes, we're going to begin to prophesy. Vamos a empezar a profetizar antemano, antes que venga ese regalo. Hallelujah. Well, with that said, we are beginning to feel the anointing in advance. Ya estamos sintiendo el ungimiento. El Señor ya nos está bendiciendo con ese ungimiento, posiblemente por esta palabra de fe que acabamos de hablar. And we're beginning to feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost, perhaps because we've already begun to practice that gift of faith. We began to prophesy in faith. There's something to that, everybody. And that goes back to what our pastor, Pastor Clark, has been giving us in recent weeks and recent months. I know we talked about it here just a few weeks ago about the gifts of the Spirit. Yo sé que han pasado unas semanas desde que hablamos de esto, de los regalos de la fe, los dones del Espíritu, los regalos del Espíritu. Y no hay que olvidarnos de esto, hermanos. Hace un mes, unas 3-4 semanas, hablamos de esto regularmente en la iglesia y lo hablamos en esta devoción. It's been about 3 or 4 weeks that we've been hearing about the gifts of the Spirit in our church services, about 3-4 weeks ago. And we brought it up here on this very devotion about the gifts of the Spirit. But let's not allow all of this sickness, all of this infirmity, all of these negative things to begin to drain us of that faith and that it would cause us to forget what our focus and what our vision is, everybody. No hay que permitir que toda esta enfermedad, estos resfríos, el virus, la gripa y toda esta enfermedad que nos está cayendo, no hay que permitir que esa enfermedad venga y que nos reseque y que nos cause perder esa fe y que nos cause perder ese enfoque y esa visión en lo que el Señor quiere que tengamos nuestros ojos fijamente puestos. Let's not allow all of these things. And can you hear what I'm saying? It's like a ploy of the enemy. It's the strategy of the enemy. Now that we've been focused in recent months and recent weeks with what our pastor has told us to focus upon that vision. Just like he said, if you will set your face as a flint, if you will set your face as a flint, como el pastor nos dijo recientemente, si podemos poner nuestro rostro, nuestra cara, nuestro enfoque, nuestra vista fijamente puesta en esa visión, lo que el Señor nos ha dado, entonces el Señor nos va a dar la promesa. If we can fix our vision, set our face as a flint upon that promise, then the promise will come. That is the promise that the Lord gave to our pastor. Esta es la promesa que el Señor nos dio a nuestro pastor. Pero hermanos, piénsenlo. But think about it, everybody. It's the enemy's job to cause us to lose our vision. It's the enemy's job to cause us to lose our focus. It's the enemy's job so that our face is not set as a flint. Es la obra del enemigo, hermanos, que perdamos nuestro enfoque, que perdamos nuestra visión y que no sigamos mirando fijamente en esa promesa, en esa visión que el Señor nos ha dado. Boy, I hope you're hearing what I'm saying tonight. Espero que sí me están oyendo lo que estoy hablando esta noche, hermanos. No hay que perder nuestra visión. Let's not lose our focus. Let's not lose our vision. I'm going to just say this right now. Just a few days ago, I was thinking about this very promise that the Lord gave to our pastor, Pastor Clark, here. And I believe it's been a few years when the Lord gave our pastor that promise. Yo creo que ya son unos años desde que el Señor le dio a nuestro pastor Clark esa promesa de que si pueden poner sus rostros fijamente en la visión. He gave that promise to our pastor. If you can set your face, if you can set your face as a flint, if you can set your focus as a flint, if you can focus on the promise as a flint. What is a flint? It's a rock. It's a stone. ¿Qué es ese tipo de piedra? Es un tipo de material que es duro. No se derrite fácilmente. No se quiebra, no se derrumbe fácilmente. No es como el polvo o la arena. That flint is like a hard rock. It's a material that's made, it's like concrete. It doesn't fall apart easy. It doesn't break apart easy. It's not like sand at the beach. You know, when you pick up that sand with your hand, it goes right through your fingers. No. That flint is a hard, tough material like concrete. Ese tipo de piedra es algo duro que no se quiebra fácilmente. And that is exactly what the Lord is telling us. If we can continue to set our face as a flint, si podemos seguir mirando con ese enfoque fijamente en nuestra mente, en nuestros ojos, vamos a adquirir esa promesa. We're going to obtain the promise. We're going to obtain the promise. I'm going to let you know what I've been reading in Deuteronomy recently. Les voy a decir lo que yo he estado leyendo en el libro de Deuteronomio. Try to say that in Spanish, Deuteronomio. And you can correct me. Somebody can help me with that. In the book of Deuteronomy that I've been reading recently. But before I do that, antes que les lea esto, I'm going to go ahead and read a message. I asked you to go ahead and send me any text message, que me mandaran un texto, and Mom is gone ahead and done that. Mamá Elisa me acaba de escribir un texto y se los voy a leer. She said en español: Estoy agradecida con el Señor porque me ha dado salud hasta este día. Hasta este día. My mom, Elisa, just wrote, I am grateful to the Lord because he has given me health up to this point in time. Tengo más de 81 años de edad y no sufro gripas. I have more than 81 years of age and I don't suffer with fevers and flus. I think she's trying to give her son a hint right there. Yo creo que está tratando de dar un mensaje a su hijo, Víctor, que se enfermó esta semana. Ni dolores ni molestias. I don't suffer with pain or I don't suffer with aches and pains in my body. Él cuida de mí porque yo le pido diariamente en oración. He takes care of me because I ask him daily in prayer. Que me mantenga en salud y que me cuide. I pray to him daily that he would maintain my health, that he would continue to give me good health, and that he would take care of me. Gloria a Dios por siempre. Siempre. Glory to God forever. Y también yo le pido por mis nietos que no sufran ninguna enfermedad, porque pido por ellos. And he also takes care of my grandchildren that they won't be suffering with sickness or infirmity because I pray for them daily as well. Well, I did ask for someone to send me a text, whether it be a testimony or would be a declaration of faith. And that's what exactly what Mama just said. Yo pedí que alguien me mandara un texto con un testimonio o con una declaración de fe. Y eso es precisamente lo que Mama ha escrito. And if anyone else has a testimony or a word of faith that you'd like to proclaim tonight, please do so. Y otra vez, si alguien más tiene un testimonio o una declaración de fe, entonces yo les voy a pedir que ustedes, por favor, manden ese testimonio o esa declaración de fe. Hallelujah. Well, with that said, this is what I want to say. This is what I want to read. And I'm not going to make a big text out of this, but I've been reading, and I'm going to encourage everybody, we should be reading our word daily. Quiero recordarles a todos, debíamos de estar leyendo la palabra de Dios, nuestra Biblia, cada día. And when I say that, right away people think, oh, every day, that's a lot. Cuando yo digo eso, alguien puede decir, ay, cada día, eso es mucho. Everybody, if you maybe just read 5 verses a day, maybe just 10 verses a day, well, a chapter's too long. Hey, just starting with a few verses, but read something every day. There's a promise in the Word of God that says, whoever reads this book, whoever reads this word, there is a blessing. There is an immediate blessing that will come to you if you just begin to read the Word of God. Let's do it daily. Alguien puede decir, ay, para poder leer la palabra de Dios cada día es mucho. Es demasiado, no puedo leer ni un capítulo. pero sí puede leer unos 5 versículos, hermanos. Pueden leer 10 versículos, lean algo, porque quiero que sepan que la palabra de Dios dice que hay una promesa que les va a venir a usted. Si usted empieza, si usted, cuando usted lee la palabra de Dios, le va a venir una bendición. And everybody, we can use a blessing every day, these days right now, with everything that's going on. We can use a blessing. Cada uno de nosotros podemos usar, podemos recibir una bendición del Señor. Y es lo que yo quiero, hermanos, que cada uno de nosotros recibamos una bendición. ¡Aleluya! Y con eso dicho, este es el pensamiento que quiero que ustedes reciban. And with that said, I just want to explain something that I've been reading here recently in the Word of God. And I'm trying to find the verse because it has to do with giants. There it is. There it is. It has to do in Deuteronomy chapters 2 and 3, libro de Deuteronomio capítulo 2 y capítulo 3. Cuando estaba leyendo estos capítulos, empecé a realizar que los hijos de Israel, los israelitas, empezaron a encontrar gigantes. As I began to read these verses in Deuteronomy chapter 2 and 3, I began to discover that the children of Israel began to run into giants. And that's the point I want to bring out tonight. Verse 11, for only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of giants. For only Og, king of Bashan, remained of the remnant of giants. Porque únicamente Og, rey de Basán, había quedado del resto de los gigantes. Porque únicamente Og, rey de Basán, había quedado del resto de los gigantes. It's talking about another kingdom that the children of Israel went up against. And this king was the last remaining remnant of the giants. Los hijos de Israel fueron a pelear contra este pueblo, contra esta gente. Y este rey, que se llamaba Og, era el último de los gigantes. All right? Behold, his bedstead was a bedstead of iron. And it goes to describe this. Is it not in Rabbath of the children of Ammon? 9 cubits was the length thereof, and 4 cubits the breadth of it, after the cubit of a man. Describe aquí el tamaño de su cama, de este gigante. Su cama, una cama de hierro, no está en Rabba de los hijos de Amón. La longitud de ella es de 9 codos y su anchura de 4 codos según el codo de un hombre del Jordán. And the more that I read, cuando yo seguí leyendo, it continued to talk about these giants. In verse number 13, and the rest of Gilead and all Bashan, being the kingdom of Og, gave I unto the half tribe of Manasseh all the region of Argob with all Bashan, which was called the land of the giants. And I want to stress, which was called the land of the giants. Versículo 13, y el resto de Galad y todo Basán del reino de Og, toda la tierra de Argob, que se llamaba la tierra de los gigantes, lo di a la media tribu de Manasés. Otra vez, que se llamaba la tierra de los gigantes. And that's the point that really stuck out in my mind. Ese es el punto que resaltó en mi mente, hermanos. Esta fue la tierra de los gigantes. This was called the land of the giants. But if you see where previous to that the Lord said, I gave, this was the kingdom of Og. Remember that king, they said the king was a giant. King Og was a giant. He was a remnant of the giants. Ese rey Og era el último gigante de los gigantes, y él era el rey. But the Lord says that I gave unto the children of Israel this kingdom of the giants. Yo di, dijo Jehová, yo di este reino de este rey gigante a los hijos de Israel. And it was called the land of the giants. Era la tierra de los gigantes. And this is the simple thought that I want to impress upon you tonight, everybody. We have a land of giants that we're dealing with right now, with sickness, with infirmity, with so many things that have been coming against us in recent times. Ahorita tenemos una how do I say land of giants in Spanish? My goodness. Esta tierra de gigantes. Esta tierra de gigantes con cuál estamos tratando. ¿Cuáles son los gigantes? La enfermedad. Las cosas duras, las problemas físicas que estamos tratando ahorita. As you know, Pastor Clark, at the beginning of the year, he told us we were about to have a communion and foot washing the first week of the year. You saw what happened. Como ustedes ya lo saben, el Pastor Clark nos dijo la primera semana de este nuevo año que íbamos a tener comunión y íbamos a lavar nuestros pies en seguir la orden de nuestro Señor Jesucristo. Pero ni pudimos hacer esto. And I thought about it today. Boy, the enemy, he's angry. He's coming against us in every way that he can. He's not even allowing. He's creating obstacles so that we cannot continue to do what our pastor has felt to do, being led of the Holy Ghost. El enemigo está muy enojado con nosotros ahorita, poniendo obstáculos para que ni podamos hacer las cosas que el pastor, nuestro pastor Clark, nos ha dado de hacer, porque él ha sentido esto en el Espíritu Santo. Aquí tenemos tantos obstáculos and so many obstacles that seem to go as we continue to move into the promised land, into the land of giants. You see everything that keeps getting thrown against us. Aquí estamos caminando a la tierra de promesa y a la tierra de los gigantes, hermanos. Y cada vez que tomamos un paso, parece que los gigantes nos están tirando piedradas. Every time we take a step forward, it seems as though the giants continue to throw an obstacle at us. But I want to remind you, everybody, the Lord has promised us this land. It's called the Promised Land for a reason. Yo quiero recordarles a cada uno de nosotros, hermanos, el Señor ya nos prometió esta tierra. Por eso está llamada la tierra de promesa. Es una tierra de promesa que el Señor nos ha prometido. It is the promised land that the Lord has promised us. But as I began to think of this further, cuando empecé a pensar en esto esta semana, estando enfermo yo, even though and I'll be honest with you, I don't want a pity party here, but boy, you talk about some stomach cramps and discomfort and not even able to sleep well. And it's just been a trial this week. No estoy diciendo esto para que lloren por mí, hermanos, pero esta semana sí. Me he estado doliendo el estómago de forma de que ni puedo dormir bien, no puedo trabajar bien, no puedo funcionar bien. I can't even work properly this week. I can't function properly. And as I was feeling all this week, and sintiendo todo esto esta semana, I began to think about the children of Israel going to the promised. The Lord promised them the promised land, but you talk about obstacles they had to go. They had to fight different enemies. They had so many things that they had to deal with to get to the promised land. Yo empecé a pensar en los israelitas. Después de que el Señor les prometió la tierra prometida, tuvieron que pelear contra tantos pueblos y con tanta gente y con tantos obstáculos que les llegaron, pero ya les prometió el Señor. ¿Por qué siguieron peleando los hijos de Israel? Porque el Señor les dio una promesa. Why did the children of Israel continue to fight? Why did they continue to fight against these enemies? Why? Because the Lord had already promised them. He had promised them the promised land. And that's exactly what we're going to continue to do, everybody. Eso es exactamente lo que vamos a seguir haciendo. Pero ya estoy viendo que ya nos terminó el tiempo. But I'm looking at the time and I can see that we have now ran out of time. So I'm going to go ahead and stop now. Vamos a terminar ahorita. Y vamos a recordarles a todos que este sábado vamos con la voluntad de Dios. Vamos a juntarnos una vez más a las 11 de la mañana. En la esquina de 4 y Grove, I'm going to go ahead and remind everybody that we're going to be meeting at 11 a.m. on the corner of 4th and Grove with God's favor. We're going to continue to meet. We had a great turnout last Saturday. We had about 15 people. Tenemos como 15 personas el sábado pasado. Y el Señor proveyó otra vez su favor, and the Lord gave us his favor last Saturday as well. Every time we step out in faith, the Lord blesses us. Cada vez que tomamos ese paso de fe, hermanos, el Señor nos bendice. Hay que hacerlo una vez más este sábado. Let's go ahead and bind together. Those of you that can, let's be there this Saturday at 11 a.m. Los que pueden estar ahí, vamos a juntarnos 11 de la mañana este sábado. But everybody, let's continue to fight for that promised land. Let's step into the land of giants. Let's have the faith that we need to be able to take down those giants. Vamos a seguir tomando ese paso de fe y vamos a pelear por esa tierra prometida, esa tierra de los gigantes. Amen. Yeah, man, you're very welcome, Brother Marty. He wrote, thank you, Brother Victor. Hey, thank all of you for being on this call. Hermano Marty dijo, gracias, hermano Victor, pero gracias a cada uno de ustedes, de vosotros, iba a decir, que están en esta llamada. Por eso estamos en esta llamada. That's why we're on this call, everybody. Let's continue to have faith and to pray that the Lord is going to continue to heal us. Vamos a orar que el Señor nos siga sanando en el nombre de Jesús. Que el Señor los bendiga a todos. En el nombre de Jesús. God bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.